Oh my God, we are screwed.
I saw you might have a manual. We have taken out so many screws. The people love it when we suffer. That looks like ass.
Charles would be proud.
I really hope he doesn't watch this.
Wait, how do we get this piece back in?
It's been a month and a half.
Yes.
I've undergone some changes.
As have I.
Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Bad news.
No, I'm going to give you the good news.
Okay.
I got the manual. Guy on Reddit came through. We got the manual.
Let's go.
Do you want the bad news now?
Yeah.
When you walked away from the shoot.
Oh, no.
I did a quick test fit. It's not even close, bud. Even when you make them skinny like this, the GPU manufacturers make them tall. Which, not always an advantage. You wouldn't believe the kind of places I can fit in. But there's good news that I haven't shared with you yet. Jake knows a guy. Because Jake always knows a guy.
No
who
way.
Somehow gets these.
Is this a 5090
this
as well?
This is a 5090, but instead of the fittings being on the top, like in most desktop systems, they're at the back. Because this is designed more for like rack mount and server systems.
Got it. Okay.
Where they often have the same height constrictions. Mm-hmm. Constrictions?
Restrictions.
Restraints. I haven't technically actually made sure that this fits in here.
Oh,
they made their own PCI backplate.
Oh, it's single slot.
Okay, it's bent. Good effort. Hold on.
Well, let's hope it fits.
Just because it's bent doesn't mean it doesn't work just fine. I got three kids. Oh, dude.
Wow, there's
Dude!
There's so much room.
We're good!
Oh, yeah.
All problems solved.
Definitely not.
Wait, you have news?
Yes, because I was aware of the manual. I was reading through it. I think we need to take the entire thing apart.
You think?
Based on the manual and how it starts by just saying, please dismantle the entire thing.
No, but we did that. We put the thing
But getting things like the radiators in?
No, we could do it.
Getting the tubing up and through? Linus, I think we need to dismantle the whole thing.
No.
All right, you're paying the OT then in 4 hours when we realize we need to dismantle the whole thing.
We have all day.
And I still don't believe.
No, we got this. Man, even this manual is obsessive.
How many pages is it? 134.
Mm-hmm. Full color images everywhere. Like, this thing is healthy.
But do you not think we need to take the whole thing apart looking at the images?
No, I actually have read through it too, and surprisingly, it seems like we figured out a lot of the hard parts. Most of the really specific instructions in here that we haven't done are for parts that we don't have.
Got it.
Like, for instance, this radiator mount thing here, we don't have that. So we're just going to have to drill holes in the bottom of the case and mount the radiator directly.
It's a $2,000 case.
I know, but this mount is not one of Charles's original parts. This isn't in the manual. And you can see the finish on this isn't the same.
Mm.
This is Sharpied.
Like, you're right, okay.
This was figured out after the fact when Silverstone wasn't manufacturing accessories for it anymore as a way to get radiators into these things.
Got it.
So, no, like, we got this. Boom. So we just put in four screws and that's it. That's your radiator mount. Do we have fans?
We actually have a whole ton. There's like 16.4 million.
Stop it.
Okay, there is a couple bins of them, yeah.
I thought you were pointing at those ones.
These monsters.
Put that down. How about Noctua Industrial? That seems like kind of the right thing to do.
I prefer RGB.
You would spit on a man's grave before he's even buried? Put that down.
Okay. Do you prefer Corsair instead of Li & Li? Like,
no, it's Charles. He likes things that are classy. I mean, we could. No, I don't think we should, because we don't have any other RGB in there.
That's true.
So it would just be like random RGB glowing out through the bottom. Ooh, underglow.
I was just thinking, underglow, and it's kind of gold and silver. We could give it like a yellow underglow. We'll let the audience decide.
Fill out the poll now, and we'll go with your choice. Wow.
That was a good choice.
Great choice. What?
They picked RGB.
No, they picked this one.
How about we do half and half?
Seems right.
Cool.
No, stop
okay.
it.
Fine,
okay,
go Noctua.
You actually have to make a choice.
Noctua.
I mean, this is tempting. Have we reversed position?
Noctuas are going to be really quiet. And if we're kind of going for the stylish look of minimal RGB, I agree. We can go with Noctua.
Okay. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't really worry too much about which radiator we're using. You know, like, how thick is it? What's the fin density? Is it optimized for our fans? But with a 5090, if we don't want our cooling fans blowing like crazy, It could actually matter. A cool stream could be a good choice. Damn, I don't think we ever used this. Okay, sick. Can you hold that for a sec? I want to check this Alpha Cool one and see if it's thicker and or maybe slightly less thin dense.
Oh yeah, this is a dense boy.
Yeah. And to be clear, these are reasonably high static pressure fans. This is what I want. Because I want to run at a lower RPM.
I see, yeah.
Okay. What I would have rather had, though, was a low fin density, like, thick radiator like they used to make back in the old days.
Mm.
Oh, actually, look at that.
Oh.
This is, it's only a triple, so I wouldn't want to use this one, but this is my old Thermochill PA series from my TJ07 build.
Oh, cool.
My Yatelin fans, courtesy of NCIX, hand-sleeved by yours truly.
Cool.
It's a really nice rad.
Shame it's only 360.
That's how they used to make them. Yeah, it's too short.
Well, takes after its owner.
All right.
Tubing this up is going to suck.
Yeah, our guess was right. The instructions actually are drill holes to run tubing. So we're doing that then, right?
Are we going to cheat it and do soft line in the basement?
Elijah, I think you know the answer to that.
We're going to cheat it.
Elijah, what are you doing?
What?
I'm not even talking about the cross threading. Those fittings don't match.
Yes, they do. They match the same threading.
One of them has a logo on it. This is... It's going to be in the basement. We're not going to see it.
Charles would turn over in his grave.
He's not dead.
Not yet.
Okay. Then we have...
Unless you do this to him.
We have till then.
We need to figure out how to get fans in here. We might have to take the whole thing apart.
I told you. I'll check the manual.
Okay, hear me out. No top fans.
Why don't you just take out the back end? Just screw it in.
Oh.
You're a genius, Private Gump. It's still a lot of screws, but it's fewer a lot of screws.
You know what's crazy? This manual doesn't mention anywhere where to take that out.
Well, the manual was never actually completed. That's the work in progress one.
You know, bad instructions are sometimes worse than no instructions, right?
I don't know if they're bad.
They're just not missing complete. Details.
I've noticed that I do a lot of the working on the computer.
Yeah, I'm the supervisor.
Do you want to help?
Well, how? You're in the way. Oh, yeah, they can just slide in like a little shelf.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's go.
What a good way to install a fan. This connector has to feed through this one before we slide it, but I don't think it's going to fit.
We could use the Lee and Lee fans.
Oh.
Because they just click on and then we just have the one cable.
I like the simplified wiring. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's
yeah,
try it.
Fine. Okay, Lee and Lee fans win.
See, that's what they voted for originally. Are you good?
I'm a little confused. Is this the right connector?
I don't know. It was in the fan.
They're just reusing the same connector for the RGB version.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
So these are non-RGB.
Yeah, these are non-RGB.
And we're fine with that.
And we're fine with that.
Okay, cool.
Are they standard thickness, though?
Oof. I actually don't know about that. Oh. You know what would have been really easy to identify if we took the whole thing apart?
Mm-hmm. You know what, Elijah?
Mm.
It's not the thickness.
Oh.
See, the thickness goes in.
So then what's the issue?
It's the width. They're a little bit wider.
Really?
Really. You know what? No, I think this can work.
Damn it. This is my job.
You know, it doesn't have to be if you don't want it to.
I know.
Come on.
You know what would have been easier?
What?
If we took the whole thing apart.
You know what you could do?
What's up?
Is you could attach all the fans to this.
Oh, sure.
Wait. They have the brown tabs on them.
We're not taking them out.
We have to.
No, Linus, we can't.
No, we can't have brown tabs on it. They look so stupid.
Linus, please. It took us half an hour to get these two fans in.
We can't.
Remember when you were like, hey man, when I get back from Computex, let's do a quick and easy shoot of building in this computer. My life has been upside down since. Alright. You can change it out.
Yeah.
If you really want to.
I have to. It's not that I want to, Elijah. It's that I have to. That way we won't see the little brown logo through the top of the case. Charles would approve.
Are you going to be mad if they're white fans?
No, in the basement?
Yeah, they're hidden.
Okay, cool.
These ones are actually hidden, unlike these stupid ones.
Okay, we're good then.
Are you good, though? Are you okay, Elijah?
Do you want the honest answer?
Fans are in. Now all I have to do is put the back of the case back on and put the GPU back in, and then we're right back where we started. Well, I have 2 fans installed.
Yeah, I got 4.
Wait, what? No. No.
It's on the inside. You're not going to see it.
You've got to be kidding me right
I now. I couldn't find the rest of the screws.
You put one in this one.
Yeah, they're connected.
Elijah, the radiator screws were... Oh, I had you put them away. Let me see.
Oh, my goodness. When Dad gets mad...
I'm not mad.
Just disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed. Not in you. I'm disappointed in me for not raising you right. Wait, Elijah, they're going the wrong way. There is one other thing. I don't actually know the internal flow path of this block.
This is actually Optimus Water Cooling's block. It's a pre-production sample, so it's not quite available yet, but they do have other GPUs and CPUs. If you're interested in getting one, we'll have them linked below. Thanks, Optimus.
It kind of matches the theme of the build, so...
All right. How much you want to bet this is drop dead gorgeous? Oi!
Oh. Holy crap.
Is that beautiful or what?
Wow. I'm done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that looks great.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is you can't tell, right? So it would have been fine the other way.
Nope. It wouldn't have been. The people would have known. Charles's grave would have known.
He's not dead.
That you know of. So the fan hub.
Yes.
Where's that going to go? Oh, no. How are we going to... Oh, it's going to look terrible. USB's like right here.
Oh, that's hideous. Is there a route back? Oh.
Now that I think about it, technically the USB is only needed when you configure it. Many of these hubs will retain their configuration when they're unplugged. So we could just plug it in temporarily, configure it however we want, and then we could unplug it.
Okay. Just as Charles intended.
I think we're ready to start thinking about our water cooling flow path. It's a nice little 120 milliliter size reservoir, and you just put like a D5 pump on the back of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's AMD though. We have an Intel CPU.
I know.
And an NVIDIA GPU.
Yes.
I guess we have all 3 now.
And an AMD reservoir. I think this will work really good because we can just basically... Gertonk. Okay, and then this whole thing goes... Haul. Wait, so it's in?
Sure.
Like that's in position?
Yeah.
I need a fitting.
Below you.
Okay, I assume we're using the gold ones?
Yeah.
Oh, balls. Do you want the bad news or the worst news?
Worst news.
The worst news is that our only fittings are hardline. So we're hardlining everything.
Okay. Bad news?
We don't have any 90-degree G1 quarter-threaded fittings. We only have these, which are extremely bulky and will not clear here. Which one of those was worse?
I don't know.
We'll just have to find some non-gold fittings to hide in the basement.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I have some good news. We definitely have long enough cables that will match our build. Should we go softline tubing?
It won't even help us that much.
Why won't it?
Because this is the easiest run in the whole damn thing.
I'm talking softline tubing the whole thing.
Oh, come on. We don't even have gold fittings for softline.
We don't need gold fittings. We have gold cables. We have gold everything else.
He's drunk.
I don't drink.
Then what's your excuse? I feel a little paralyzed, not gonna lie right now. The task is a little bit overwhelming. I don't wanna drill a hole through this mid plate. This is not replaceable. You know what I'm saying? Does that look too ass?
If I were honest, yes.
Bad news, Elijah.
Sure.
Glenn said it looks ass.
Can we do it anyways?
But hear me out. We go silver fittings on silver things, gold fittings on gold things.
And then black fittings on this.
I think this could get away with gold. Oh, good, you're back. Do you want the bad news or the good news?
Good news.
You brought back the right size of tubing for these fittings.
Oh, nice. Oh, no. What's the bad news?
It looks super pinner and kind of stupid.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, man.
No!
The problem is if we want the gold fittings, we have to do this size tubing, because we don't have bigger gold fittings.
Right, it's humble tubing.
Exactly.
You know what? This is not too horrible, which is what we were going for, right?
Sure.
Not too horrible. So how about this? Why don't you start working on the wiring while I start working on the tubing?
And by wiring, you mean just
power.
Motherboard?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's get that done.
How do we always find a new level of pain for builds?
I think that's what keeps them interesting.
So you're saying we were doing it on purpose?
Well, we can tell the people we are. Yeah. That way it makes us look like we're really competent because we can plan our failures.
We thought of this. Yeah. We thought of all of this. Elijah, hear me out.
Sure.
What if we went kind of wackadoodle with the runs? Like, Charles used to often do that. He'd have, like, cool squiggles and stuff like that. And what if instead of having this one come out and just, like, go down to here, what if it, like, came out and, like, went over here and then went here and then went over here?
You know what? I am on board, especially if it means we can use more right angle fittings and less actual bending.
Okay.
Because I think even doing multiple of those will be faster and better than trying to get, like, one really good bend.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, cable combs are kind of...
Wow, that's sketch. Think about it this way, Elijah.
Sure.
At least it's Friday. I'm pretty rusty. I haven't done this in a while, so maybe don't look that close. You want to slightly overbend it, with the idea being that once it relaxes a little... I mean, that's 90-ish, right, man? 90?
Yeah, for you, yeah.
No, I meant like 90 out of 100.
Oh, yeah. Then yeah, you're good.
90%.
Yeah. Would you be mad at me if I double-sided taped this?
Yeah.
To the case?
Everyone would.
I'll be real with you, I don't want to be the one to drill this and mount this.
Why? Because you don't want six holes in the bottom of the case? Wait, are you rolling?
I'm not doing this while the camera's rolling.
What?
I am taking my stand.
That's in your contract. The heights and everything are wrong right now, so it will get better, but like, oh my god.
That looks so dumb. I love it. Oh, it's sliding like crazy. Oh, buddy. Oh my god. Oh.
What'd you do?
No, I didn't do anything wrong, per se. I just didn't do it right. Oh god. Okay.
Dude, I think I nailed it. It actually looks kind of maybe not that stupid. Huh?
Great.
Huh?
I like it.
All right. I'm feeling good, Elijah.
That's good, because we're done in 55 minutes.
What? You only have an hour?
Mm-hmm. Until you start paying me OT.
Me pay you? Thought someone brought their kid to work. So let me get this straight. I hardline water cooled this, and you drilled one hole.
I know you're really locked in right now, but can you see the problem?
You can just take the radiator out and screw it in from the back.
Damn it, he's so smart.
See, this is the problem, though. Mm. It always takes, like, 4 or 5 bends for me to really, like, dial in. Like, this is a great bend. A very good bend.
Oh, that looks really good, though.
This actually ended up, like, kind of okay, hey?
This looks sweet.
There you go.
This is why we still need you, sir.
It's in.
Our fearful leader.
I knew. Did you just call me fearful?
Yeah.
Our fearful leader. You know what? I like that. It's got a nice ring to it.
Well, like, we're fearful of you.
What? That's not what it means.
Oh.
What do you think? Is that close enough?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know what we're looking at.
Everything's good.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Should I remove the power supply?
Nope. Live a little. You don't have your finger there, do you?
No, I'm holding the cables out of the way.
Good.
Wow.
This bit is freaking
dull. I was going to say, it does not look like you're making a lot of progress. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That, not going to lie, pretty ragged hole. Okay, so that's going to go like that. Okay. And then this one has to go into the radiator there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that looks pretty sick.
Yeah, I think it actually worked out.
I think
okay.
It looks really good.
Why does anybody water cool? It's stupid.
Yet you keep coming back to it.
You know what? I think we might have pulled it off, though.
We did good.
Wow, it's in. Holy crap, it's in.
Okay, well, wow. We just have one more run.
Teamwork, baby. This is the fill port.
Yeah. Oh! Damn it.
This is the inlet.
Hmm. Okay.
This is okay. Elijah?
Yeah?
We just make another 90.
Why? Where?
We're just going to bring this over and we're just going to go down to there. Boom. Done. It'll be fast. I swear it'll be fast. I swear.
Okay.
If I nailed this,
Then we're ready to pressure test. Oh, I think I got it.
Okay. Are we in the side panel?
I think I got it. I think, yeah, oh yeah, the side panel will close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're so excited.
Well, wouldn't you be?
I'm very excited. I really want to see this.
Okay. What are the odds? You a gambling man?
No. 20%.
20%?
What are your odds?
Solid 80%. I mean, I put all the fittings on. Generally speaking, I don't screw that up.
I mean, there's definitely a couple fittings I put on, so...
20%.
The good news, Linus, is it looks like we're holding pressure.
Heck yeah. How are we gonna do this? It's so friggin' long, dude.
I want to make it very clear to everybody watching that Charles would not like our build.
It is not up to his standards.
I'd like to make it clear that I think he'd be happy that someone is building in these again.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's crazy. He would be more upset at this current build.
I'm trying to finesse this. Elijah?
Yes?
I think it's time to fill. Well, this is a heck of a one to start on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Hit the switch and then...
Do it.
Dude.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it looks pretty sick.
Okay. You're gonna hate this, but I wish we'd gone with RGB fans.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the right call. You know what? We still could. Dude, this thing is awesome!
It looks pretty sick, too.
Dude, it totally worked out! I can't believe that it worked out!
It only took a month and a half?
Okay. That's a minor thing.
Well, not really, because we have 20 more of these. What do we do with them?
Well, whale PCs.
You're gonna be paying someone a lot of man hours to build some whale PCs. I'm down for it!
No!
Okay.
Not necessarily! They could be a lady.
Okay, that's not where I thought you were going to go. I thought you were just going to say, I'm not going to pay them. Amazing, though.
It kind of worked out. And the RGB fans in the top definitely make it work a little bit better.
Yeah, I agree.
I know it's stupid, but I want another GPU and SLI.
Yeah.
You know, because it would just...
It would fill up the space more. It almost looks empty up top.
Yeah. It's not as good as Charles would have done.
But do you think he'd be proud?
No.
Okay.
No, his standards are here. We're, like, here.
Hey.
But, most computers are, like, here, so.
We're closer to Charles than most computers. If you look at underneath, too, the GPU block kind of has, like, a reflection of, like, the RGB. It looks amazing.
Charles would have polished it. I think he would have liked the artful arrangement of the tubes, though. Charles, leave a comment. Let me know. Did I do okay on the tubing? Even though you know as well as anybody that I did this mostly to save time.
Yeah, he would have hand-bent them.
They would have been made of metal, and they would have been, like, painted.
Yeah.
And perfectly polished.
But you know what? I think we did a good job.
What are we going to do with the other 20? We start a system builder, and people can pay an exorbitant sum for Elijah to hand-build our signature MBX2 system.
I am very down, but you will get no more videos from me while I do that.
See, here's the crazy thing, though, is that even though we didn't pay for these cases, the cost in labor to build in them is so high
yeah.
that we could have bought a different case.
Yeah, almost any other case.
And I know a lot of you out there are going to be like, you guys should build in them for charity or whatever, but like... Unless we were operating this took so many hours to build in.
And we took so many shortcuts compared to what you probably should do.
I can see why it wasn't commercially successful, but I also cannot help but appreciate the passion and the artistry that went into the creation of it.
It's pretty amazing.
That's the bottom line. No, that's not the bottom line. The bottom line is...
Oh, it's the segue.
To our sponsor. If you guys enjoyed this video, why not go check out the one from a few years ago when Charles actually came into the studio and showed us the final form of the MBX2, because with all the accessories and everything, it is on a whole other level.